Brethren, May 8, 1899. Dear brethren, the canvassing work should never languish. The agencies set in operation to do this work need always to be under the control of the Holy Spirit of God. There must be perfect harmony and unity of spirit among the workers who handle the books which are to flood the world with light. Wherever the canvassing work is presented among our people, let both the health works and the religious works be presented together as parts of a united work. The relation of the religious and health books is presented to me as illustrated by the union of the warp and the woof, blending together to form a beautiful pattern and a perfect piece of work. In the past, the health books have not been handled interestedly by many. It has not been regarded as essential that they should go to the world. But what can be a better preparation for the coming of the Lord and for the reception of other truths essential to prepare a people for His coming than to arouse the people to see the evils of this age and to stir them to reformation from self-indulgence and unhealthful living? Is not the world in need of being aroused on the subject of health reform? Are not the people in need of the truths presented in the health books? An altogether different sentiment regarding the health works should be entertained by our canvassers in the field than has prevailed heretofore. Divisions and distinct parties are not to be seen among our canvassers and general agents. All should be interested in the sale of the books treating upon the health question, as well as the religious works. The line is not to be drawn that certain works only are to occupy the attention of the canvassers. Perfect unity must be manifested in all the work. Just as much education is necessary for the successful handling of the religious books as for the handling of those treating upon the questions of temperance and health. Just as much should be said regarding the work of canvassing for books containing spiritual food, just as much effort to encourage and educate workers to circulate books containing the third angel's message, as is said and done to develop workers for the health works. Let each publisher and general agent work as enthusiastically as he can to encourage the agents now in the work and to hunt up and train new workers. Let each build up and strengthen the work as much as he can without weakening the work of others. Let all be done in brotherly love and without selfishness. The indifference with which the health books have been treated by many is an offense to God. To separate the health work from the great body of the work is not in His order. Present truth lies in the work of health reform just as verily as in other features of gospel work. Neither branch of the work can be a perfect whole when separated from the other. The gospel of health has able advocates, but their work has been made very hard because many ministers, presidents of conferences, and others in influential positions have not given the question of health reform its proper attention. They have not recognized it in its relation to the work of the message as the right arm of the body. While very little respect has been shown to this department of the work by many of the people and by some of the ministers, the Lord has shown His regard for it by sending to it abundant prosperity. When properly conducted, the health work is an entering wedge which will make an opening for other truths to find entrance to the heart. When the third angel's message is received in all its fullness, health reform will be given its place in the councils in the conference, in the work of the church, in the home, at the table, and in all the household arrangements. Then the right arm will work to serve and protect the body. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, verse 1, 2. This solemn exhortation, found in the 12th chapter of Paul's epistle to the Romans, should be carefully studied by us. Only those who practice self-denial and self-sacrifice, living simple, healthful lives, will understand what constitutes the acceptable and perfect will of God. The 12th chapter of Romans was presented to me as written in golden characters, containing wonderful truths which are not practiced. In this chapter, the voice of God is speaking to us in clearer, stronger words than I could express. The 14th chapter also is the voice of God to those who are engaged in the work of health reform. Study these chapters, brethren and sisters, and make them your guide in future labors. The Lord desires His church to be a perfect body, not all arms, not all body without arms, but body and arms together, every member working as one great whole. As the right arm is connected with the body, so the health reform and medical missionary work is connected with the third angel's message, and is to work efficiently as the right arm for the defense of the body of truth.